Graves' hyperthyroidism and why TryGLP isn't just about weight loss, it's about balance. Hi, I'm Madonna Guy, and this is The Natural Alternative. Welcome. I work at New Leaf Natural Therapies in Australia, and I've been working with people for over 30 years on issues like Graves' disease and hyperthyroidism. And today we're going to dive into a topic that so many people struggle with quietly and often for years. Graves' disease and hyperactive thyroid physiology. We're not going to talk about it in the usual way. It's not a thyroid problem and it's not a hormone gone rogue problem. And it's definitely not just a weight issue. Instead, we're going to unpack the real story behind an overactive thyroid, the stress physiology, the gut immune triggers, the adrenal thyroid loop, the inflammatory cascade, the detox bottlenecks, and the nervous system that's overloaded. And then we're going to look at a couple of powerful natural signaling systems that help to restore balance. TryGLP with GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, not for weight loss, not for appetite suppression, but for metabolic stability, gut repair, immune calming, and thyroid balance. And sulfurophane pathways, but especially Broccon, the best on the planet. Absolutely worth it. Broccon helps to boost glutathione, reduce inflammation, support detoxification, and take the pressure off the thyroid. So let's start at the beginning. Try GLP, GLP-1, GLP-2, GIP, and what they actually do. Most people hear GLP-1 and immediately think weight loss drugs, Ozempic, appetite suppression. Wegovy, but that's not what these incretin peptides are about in their natural form. In their natural form, GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP are communication molecules. They're messengers, they're regulators, they're stabilizers. And when they're balanced, they help to restore homeostasis, the body's natural equilibrium. So let's break them down. GLP-1 helps to calm the system, calm the farm. It's the calming peptide. GLP-1 naturally stabilizes blood sugar, reduces inflammation, calms the nervous system, slows gastric emptying, reduces cortisol spikes. How many women are looking for that? Supports mitochondrial functioning and improves metabolic flexibility. This is not about weight loss, it's about metabolic safety. When the thyroid is overactive, the body becomes to be in a state of rapid glucose turnover, unstable blood sugar, high cortisol, high adrenaline, high oxidative state, and GLP-1 helps to buffer that. Now, GLP-2 is the gut repair peptide. So, GLP-2 is all about repairing the gut lining, reducing intestinal permeability, calming the immune system, improving nutrient absorption, and supporting mucosal healing. I've done a video specifically on nutrient absorption with dry GLP. It's massive the effect this has in the body. And here's the key: 80% of thyroid autoimmunity begins in the gut. So if you've got a leaky gut, you've got immune system activation, thyroid antibodies, and Graves' flare-ups. GLP-2 helps to close the gaps. And GIP helps to balance the blood sugar peptide. GIP supports insulin sensitivity, pancreatic signaling, metabolic stability, appetite regulation, nutrient utilization. Hypothyroid burns through glucose at lightning speed. GIP helps to smooth the roller coaster. So, why does TryGLP help with Graves and hyperthyroidism? Let's connect the dots. Graves' disease isn't just a thyroid condition, it's a stress, immune, gut, brain condition. TryGLP supports the entire loop. It calms the stress response. Hyperthyroidism equals high adrenaline and high cortisol. GLP-1 helps to buffer that, it stabilizes blood sugar. Hyperthyroid bodies burn glucose fast. GLP-1 and GIP help to regulate the swings. It repairs the gut. The GLP-2 reduces permeability, a major trigger for thyroid antibodies. It reduces inflammation. All three peptides, GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, have anti-inflammatory effects. And it supports the immune system. It's a gut. It's a calmer gut. A calmer immune system response means fewer thyroid flares. And it reduces reverse T3, which is a downstream effect. When cortisol is high, reverse T3 rises. When stress drops, reverse T3 drops. It helps to lower thyroid antibodies, another downstream effect. Not by acting on the thyroid, but by acting on the gut immune axis. This is why TriGLP is not a weight loss tool, it's a balance tool. Now let's talk about sulforaphane and Broccon, the detox thyroid connection. And the reason I recommend Broccon is that most broccoli sprout extracts have no uptick in glutathione in the body and sulforaphane pathways. This one is proven to. So the highly active form of in Broccon, sulforaphane is one of the most powerful natural compounds for boosting glutathione, your most important detox nutrient in the liver. It reduces inflammation, it improves detoxification, it supports liver pathways, it protects your DNA, and it calms autoimmunity. So it's always been one of my favorites for autoimmune conditions. Anywhere from one a day to one every second day. If you're in a bad way, you can have one 3 times a day, really, to pick up these little pathways. The thyroid is extremely sensitive to toxins. So when detox pathways are sluggish, the thyroid becomes inflamed and irritated, overactive, and under attack by the immune system. Sulforaphane helps by increasing glutathione, and glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It helps to, when you have a lower glutathione, you have high oxidative stress, and therefore you've got thyroid chaos. Sulforaphane increases glutathione production by up to 300%. It also activates NRF2. NRF2 is the body's cleanup switch. It turns on detox genes, it reduces inflammation, and it protects the thyroid tissue. It also reduces immune overstimulation. So sulforaphane helps calm the autoimmune cascade. Because of the glutathione, it also supports liver detox. For the thyroid, what this means is that the liver converts T4 to T3. If those detox pathways are blocked, the thyroid hormones become unstable, and sulforaphane helps to clear the backlog. So, by taking pressure off the thyroid with Broccon, your detox improves and the thyroid doesn't have to compensate. Did you know that your thyroid was a compensation tool for the liver? Now let's talk about stress, adrenals, and the thyroid. This is huge. I've been a kinesiologist for 30 years, and that whole stress, immune system, thyroid loop is huge. So that's the elephant in the room, stress. Graves' disease is often triggered by chronic stress, trauma, grief, emotional overload, burnout, and nervous system dysregulation. And here's what stress does. It raises cortisol. High cortisol increases reverse T3. Reverse T3 blocks thyroid receptors. The body compensates by pushing the thyroid harder. It increases adrenaline. Adrenaline overstimulates the thyroid. The heart rate rises. The anxiety increases. The sleep collapses. The other thing that stress does is weakens the gut lining. Cortisol thins the mucosa in the gut lining. So therefore, leaky gut increases and thyroid antibodies rise. It also disrupts blood sugar. So hyperthyroid bodies burn glucose fast. Cortisol spikes make it worse. And the other thing it does is increases inflammation. Inflammation triggers autoimmune flares. So TriGLP and sulforaphane help to break this cycle. Now let's talk about diet. And a couple of things that I've found clinically over 30 years are that anything that increases your cortisol, your histamine, your oxalates are going to mess with the thyroid. So not in a restrictive way, but in a physiology first way. So firstly, what raises cortisol? Caffeine, sugar, alcohol, long fasting windows, long fasting windows all spike cortisol. So there's many perimenopausal and menopausal women and men who they start trying long fasting and simply doesn't work for them because it comes down to the physiology of your particular body. Once we get high cortisol with the caffeine, the sugar, the alcohol, and long fasting periods, that high cortisol increases reverse T3, and then you end up with thyroid chaos. Now let's look at high histamine foods. So it's things like fermented foods and aged foods, leftovers, vinegars, tomatoes, spinach. Histamine increases inflammation, anxiety, heart rate, as well as thyroid reactivity. So many people with Graves are histamine intolerant without realizing it. And now let's look at the oxalate heavy foods. So oxalates are in all our beautiful superfoods, things like almonds and spinach and sweet potato and beetroot and chia and cacao. Oxalates increase inflammation and pain and gut irritation. So immune activation, stressed thyroid hates oxalates. Now, let's bring it all together. Actually, I wanted to mention one more thing. If you haven't found these little ASEA products, I'll put a link for these three things in the notes. But these little guys as well. So Renew 28 is your natural signaling, redox signaling molecules. So this one you can use externally. You know how I said that TriGLP, they were about signaling, metabolic signaling? Well, this one's very specifically for redox signaling in the body. But it means that when you put it locally on areas like your thyroid and your liver, 3 times in 5 minutes, you increase your circulation by 50%, which is phenomenal. So, what that does is allows anything else in your body to be working better for those parts of your body. So, I love it externally. I fell in love with this within weeks of trying it my first time. And the other one is the Redox Gold. So this one's called Renew 28. This one's called Redox Gold. Redox Gold, remember with the Broccon, I mentioned both glutathione as well as sulforaphane. So this one and this one, between them, they externally increase your sulforaphane pathways, your NRF2 pathways, your glutathione pathways. So all of the things I've been chatting about with the Broccon and the TriGLP, these two do externally as well. This one particularly, the Redox Gold, was designed for pain. So anywhere we have pain, we can put this little beauty. Just amazing. Bringing it all together, let's summarize. Graves' disease and hypothyroidism aren't just about the thyroid. Their whole system imbalancing involving the gut, the immune system, the adrenals, the nervous system, detox pathways, inflammation, oxidative stress, blood sugar issues, and emotional load. So try GLP. It helps by calming the stress. It tones the vagus nerve. It balances the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. It stabilizes blood sugar and repairs the gut. It reduces inflammation and supports immune balance. It lowers reverse T3, which was one of the downstream effects, and it reduces thyroid antibodies, which is a downstream effect by tightening the junctions in our gut and reducing leaky gut. Sulforaphane, the Broccon, it helps by boosting glutathione, reducing inflammation, supporting detox pathways, protecting our DNA, calming autoimmune conditions, and taking pressure off the thyroid. And diet helps. Diet helps by lowering cortisol, reducing histamine, reducing the oxalate load, calming inflammation, supporting gut repair. This is not about weight loss. This is not about restriction. This is not about forcing the thyroid to behave. This is about restoring balance. This is about supporting the whole system so the thyroid can finally breathe. This is about giving the body the safety it needs to heal. If you want, I can also touch on any other particular aspects of Graves' disease or thyroid issues or anything else you can think of. Write a list below. And I'm trying to do a video every day at the moment. Have a fabulous day. Don't forget to like and subscribe or send it to someone you know who needs to hear this. Have a fab day.